It's time to redefine and align to the badass leader and mother you really are. I'm your host, Nicole Weston. I have been coaching moms for the last decade on aligning to what they truly desire so they can be present with their family, create the most successful business, all while having it all. We're going to be talking to moms all around the world who are diving into what does it mean to take care of myself? What does it mean to redefine motherhood so I can live it on my terms, so I can have it all? It's time to rise, and here's the thing. We can't do it alone. Join us as we have some of the most important conversations about how moms are taking their pain and turning it into their purpose. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode on Redefine and Align. I'm your host, Nicole Weston, and I'm really grateful to be here coming to you on this beautiful day. Whew, I have so much that I want to dive into, but today I wanted to keep it kind of short and sweet. If you're new here, I'm super passionate about redefining motherhood, helping women really navigate that in-between space of entrepreneurship and motherhood. And under that umbrella, that encompasses life, that encompasses our relationship with ourselves, with our partners, and with our children, but also that relationship with our business. Who are we and who are we becoming? Something that has been so profound in this work has been creating containers where women feel safe and secure to show up as they are and really unleash that badass, that goddess that is inside. If you've been following along for a while, you would know that I offer groups. My Becoming group was out of this world powerful. We still today have our Voxer chat open. We celebrate one another. We share new moon and full moon rituals, and just like a huge shout out to all the women in Becoming. To sit back and witness their success, their magic in every area of their life, it leaves me speechless, and it creates so much love and warmth in my heart for what is possible when you bring women together and you create a safe and secure space for us to exist as we are, for us to grow towards what it is that we desire, and in the in-between to essentially unravel. I also have a Better Boundary program that's coming up. And this is a really excellent space for you to show up in. If you have completed a QCP session with me, if you've completed any program with me, to be honest, but specifically for those who are kind of just stepping into the world of personal and professional development, this is going to be a program that is going to get really specific about what boundaries are, why we need boundaries, how to implement boundaries, and then dive into the energetics of boundaries. And so today I wanted to just dive into why I think boundaries are so important, because they are. And we need boundaries in every area of our life, especially when we go through big transitions. So if you're new to business, if you're new to entrepreneurship, you're going to need a new set of boundaries. If you are new in the world of motherhood and you're returning back to business, you are going to be called forward on needing new boundaries. This is just the way that it is. If you have created a new vision for yourself, if you have declared new and big ass goals for yourself, that is going to require a reevaluation of your boundaries, because this is how it works. Who you were 30, 60, 90 days ago, even 1 year ago, is not who you are today. So a year ago, when you created those goals and those dreams, you went on a journey of letting go what didn't work and really getting closer to what the vision that you want to make. You're a badass woman in business. You're an entrepreneur and you're a mother. It requires so much energy to continue doing things the way we've always done them. And so when it comes to boundaries, we really want to look at it from a place of thank you, first of all, for getting me here. And what do I desire? And boundaries get to be that game plan. They get to be that execution to creating your dreams and designing the life you want to live. I think that boundaries can be intimidating if you've never really had the support or guidance. They can be very intimidating because maybe you've implemented a boundary and it backfired, right? I know in my own personal life and supporting clients through implementing boundaries, the backlash can be intense. And that's why I really believe in mentorship and why I really wanted to create this program was to create a space where we can withstand the backlash. You know, I've really moved away from the language of like, the universe is testing me or I'm being tested. I understand it. It's served me so well in the last 10 years. But where I'm moving forward with everything that's happened in my life is I'm having an opportunity to practice what it is that I'm calling forward. I now have an opportunity to practice that skill that is going to move me towards what it is that I desire. Not tested, opportunity. Because when we're tested, that presupposes that something is right and something is wrong. It's either a pass or fail. And the truth is, we're not failing. We're never failing. I mean, some people will tell you failing is what we need, and I totally get it. But ultimately, failure, the concept of failure, is growth. It is getting thrown on your ass and going, okay, what now? And if you're like me in 2022, for those of you who have connected with me on Instagram, when I asked you, what are you rebuilding this year? It appears that we're all rebuilding. There are more people out there who are rebuilding more than anything, like more now than they ever were. And I think that has to do with a lot of where we're at and the state of the world. I think we've all been holding our breath and waiting. And now we got to a point where we just can't wait anymore. Our life can no longer be put on hold. And then as soon as we take a deep breath and recognize that we are rebuilding, we start to look for the resources. So the Better Boundary Program and the framework was really designed to help you execute what you are building and to do it on your terms. Boundaries can feel super overwhelming, and I really want to take that overwhelm out. And I want to hold space and mentor you through that. So today, something I invite you to do, or even this weekend, or whenever you listen to this, there's three things that we need to be mindful of when thinking about boundaries. Number one, is this boundary for me? Is this boundary for me? Will this boundary move me forward towards what I want? For example, a health boundary. I want to be strong, I want to be flexible, and I want to increase my energy. Okay, cool. So an energetic boundary to that is going to be every day, in every way, I am going to move my body. I will download an app, hire a trainer, get a gym membership, right? I am going to commit to doing movement every day. So that's cool. But what are the steps now? And how will you hold yourself in alignment with that new commitment? We want to break it down into the mindset and the why. Why do you want movement? Why do you want to have flexibility and be strong? And then when you answer that why, answer it again and again and again. Get down to the core of why you're implementing the new boundary. You may think to yourself, Nicole, that's not a boundary, that's a goal. But what if we started to look at our goals as habits and routines? And what if boundaries were the ways that we said, this is okay and this is what's not okay? Brené Brown says, boundaries are how we teach others how to treat us. I love that. And what if boundaries are the ways in which we are choosing to up-level ourselves, to get ourselves to this next level of alignment with ourselves, of acceptance? What if? So what is okay and what's not okay? What am I willing to commit my energy to? And what am I not willing to commit my energy to? So again, is this boundary for me? Number two, what is the energetic blueprint or energetic imprint when you say that boundary? When you get down to the why, how does it make you feel? Does it make you feel like there's a lot of pressure? Do you have pressure within your body? Does it create a lot of space in your body? How is your body responding to this? And here's the thing. Number two, you got to check in every day with that. Because if you're a mom and you're running a business, things shift and change a lot. And it's okay to move away from the all or nothing. It's okay to reevaluate and give yourself permission to move. We are not running on a 24-hour cycle. We are running on a 21 to 28-day cycle. We are literally hormonally different every single day of the month. So it's like we want to build in, here's number three, we want to build in space for grace. Boundaries are allowed to grow and evolve with you. You are allowed to change your mind. So give yourself 28 days to really get in alignment with who you are and who you are becoming, and allow boundaries to be the framework that execute this new way of being. Let boundaries be the way that you now design your life. A lot of us want that time freedom. And let me tell you, boundaries are exactly what will help you get that time freedom instantly. It takes commitment, it takes integrity. And honestly, it takes that commitment to self, that no one is more important than you. Choose you. The energetics of boundaries are so powerful. The best example I can give, you're listening to this, most likely you're a mom. Maybe you can relate. When I implement a boundary with my daughter and I waver even a millisecond, like if in my mind I'm thinking to myself, okay, my answer right now is no, you cannot watch a show right now. We've hit our max. We need to be moving your energy. We need to whatever. There's more things we can do right now. If I waver even a moment in my energetic field, she can smell it. And honestly, she probably can. It's her instinct. She is so connected to her instincts because she is so young and she is, you know, connected, whole body, mind, body, soul. Energetics are everything. When I do not waver, when I am completely in agreement, mind, body, soul, for myself and what I'm asking or encouraging her to do, guiding or supporting her, when I am not wavering, she knows it. There is no negotiating. There is no, but mom, why not? There's no melting on her part. It's just no. And I have been studying this, observing this of myself for the last 3.5 years. Okay, well, maybe not when she was like one, but it's been a long time that I have been really diving into this wavering piece. When my energy is aligned, the people around me feel it. When my energy is like a hell yes or a hell no, the people around me feel it. So I want you to think about that in the context of yourself. Please avoid putting boundaries, routines, or intentions on you that you are wavering from. Start where it feels really good to start. Start small and start now. I used to say all of the time, you know, I've been working in the world of motherhood since I first started out in my career, working with mothers and children and time. There's no time. Let me tell you, I know there is no time. And let's add something in for ourselves on a routine we're already doing. So if you brush your teeth every day, here's your sign and your invitation to write out some affirmations, post it on your mirror, and read it while you brush your teeth. Just commit to that. Add a new routine on a routine that you're already doing. And then see how it makes you feel, because we only ever do things based on how we feel. So if it doesn't feel good, the energetic imprint is not going to feel good, the energy is going to just leak. And that's not because you're doing something right or wrong. That's because it is the energetics saying we're not in alignment, and that's okay. Okay. So be easy on you. Give yourself permission to be in the garden of learning. Give yourself permission to say, okay, I want to do this differently. Take it from a place of observing and witnessing and really getting connected to the energetics of what it is that you desire, and give yourself permission to create the boundaries of how you're going to execute that. A boundary for me, when we're sitting down and watching TV, we're not on our phones. We're doing one thing all of the time. Of course, we multitask, but we are intentional. And boundaries boundaries have created a very intentional life. Everything feels really purposeful. Everything is very intentional. So give yourself permission. If there's something you've been thinking about doing, start in a place that says, this feels really good to start here. And the second you feel the pressure, write it down in a journal and come back to it and revisit it. Whew. Okay, I love boundaries. If you want to dive into boundaries more because you are feeling called to this, you know that this could totally increase the time and the energy in your life, which ultimately, as a business owner and entrepreneur, is going to amplify your impact and your income. If you have been, resonating with the fact that having better boundaries is going to create healthy relationships in your life, and it's really going to close those energetic leaks where some of the relationships can be so taxing, but also toxic. Better Boundaries is live. It's going to be a live program that is recorded. It's going to start February 14th. January 31st is the last day of the pre-sale. So you can invest in yourself. The program is $444 plus tax. I am offering a payment plan as well. The link will be there when you click into the program. We're going to spend 4 weeks together. You will have an opportunity to connect with other women in the Facebook group. And if you do invest before January 31st or on January 31st, you will have a one-on-one session with me, a 45-minute one-on-one. And we can decide whether we're going to use that before, during, or after the program. I love it. I love it. I love it. Better Boundaries is going to be exactly what you need, and probably what you don't even know that you need. So I'm super excited to lead the most incredible beings through this program. We start February 14th, and it's going to be a weekly call. And I'm encouraging you to finish the program within 2 months. And when you do, you will have access to it forever. And yeah. So if you have questions, send me a DM. If you have questions, you can message me on Instagram. I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to jump on a 15-minute call just to kind of ask more questions. Is this the right program for me? How do I know? And Nicole, how do I know? Because I'm here for that. I'm absolutely here for that. If you are ready to invest, the link is in the show notes to do that as well. Once you register, you'll get a link to join the private Facebook group, and you'll be sent the link for the Zoom training as well. All right, that's all for me today. I'm sending you so much love. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. And if you haven't subscribed, we release a new episode every Friday. And if you're loving what you're hearing, make sure you leave us a review or share it with someone that you love. Okay, bye, love.
Thank you so much for listening. I want to hear from you. What did you love about today's podcast? What are you feeling inspired to do differently? Find us on Facebook at Redefining Motherhood and tell us all about it. You can also follow along on Instagram at the Nicole Weston. Here's the thing, we were never meant to do this alone, and it is time to redefine motherhood and live it on our terms. I believe we can have it all, and I believe in order to do that, we've got to do it differently. Follow along and let us know. Be sure to subscribe. We drop a new episode every Wednesday.